When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to Americana Music Profiles. It's Season 3, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine in print and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com online. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's join in on another great conversation with one of the Americana music industry's super talented artists. Classically trained Brittany Lynn Jones and her partner, Mitchell Lane, better known as Raven and Red, a nod to their bold colored hair, along with Mitchell's brother, Cole, make up the Nashville-based folk Americana group, Raven and Red. They are my guests on this edition of Americana Music Profiles.
Brittany and Mitchell, hi. Welcome to the podcast this afternoon.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Greg. Thanks.
So you guys call yourself Red and Raven. I've seen your pictures, so I'm guessing I know why, but maybe you can tell our listeners where that name came from.
Yes, actually, we're Raven and Red.
Raven and Red, excuse me, all right.
So we kind of came up with the name based off of the partnership of the two of us. Brittany has Raven dark hair,
yep.
And I am a redhead.
Yep.
So. And he gets a lot of attention for his hair, so it just kind of became memorable. And Mitchell's mom actually helped us come up with the name, and it stuck easily.
Yeah. Well, that's why I say I could look at the picture and tell why, but maybe our listeners haven't seen you guys, so it might not be quite as obvious. But if they could see the picture, they wouldn't have to ask the question, right?
That's right.
So tell me how you guys got together. You're fairly new duet, right? Only a couple years old?
Yeah, we met in college back in 2009, and Brittany and I were studying classical music, and I was doing a voice degree, and Brittany was working on her master's in organ performance, and she also has a couple of other degrees in violin performance, and she had a real strong interest in doing folk Americana, old-time bluegrass, Celtic style music, and it was hard to find in classical music school. So we kind of got together and just decided to do our own thing. And
then after I finished school, where we were going, it was the University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem. Yeah. And then I went out to East Tennessee State University in Johnson City and got involved in their bluegrass and Celtic programs up there. And then Mitch started coming out and playing guitar and singing and just learning a variety of that kind of music. And we just had a lot of fun with it and then started writing our own music, too.
So how did two people with interests in that end up pursuing classical and contemporary music and then end up back in folk bluegrass Americana flavored performances?
Well, I think for me, I really liked the training that you get from the classical side, and they really do train you to be the best performer that you can be, and that was very exciting for me, and I wanted to learn how to sing properly so that I can do this for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, violin is one of the standard instruments in the classical repertoire.
Yeah, so. I started as a classical player as a kid, like a lot of people do in orchestra.
Yeah.
In elementary school, and I discovered bluegrass and improvising and just all the other styles that were out there for violin, and I just loved everything and kind of had trouble deciding, so
yeah.
I tried to do a little of everything.
Yeah. And now you have to call it the fiddle, though, right? You can't call it a violin anymore.
Yeah.
And it actually is a different playing style, though. It's not just, I mean, you play it differently too, right? When versus a classical violin versus a bluegrass fiddle.
Yeah, there's a lot more swing rhythms and sliding and neat little ornaments that are different than classical too. And a couple years ago, I got a 5-string violin that has the low C on it.
Hmm.
So that's been really fun too. Just more to play on the instrument.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys have a new album out. It's called We Rise Up, and you've done some other recordings, but this is your kind of your official maybe coming out album, if you want to call it that way, of all original material.
Exactly.
How does this training that you guys have had affect your writing and performing versus someone who maybe grew up in the Appalachian Mountains and were trained that way and they're working on their first record? Do you have a sense of how that might be different for you guys coming from the background that you're coming from?
I think partly it's made us creative because we've both had to take a lot of music theory classes, and we combine just a lot of things that we've learned. Sometimes we'll play around with a melody or a chord progression when we're working on a new song, and we'll just try different things, even just knowing what we had learned from our theory background that maybe gave us some more options that we wouldn't have thought of.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is by ear, but we combine what we learned with it too, just in school.
And I also think that the classical inspirations that we have, I think, have kind of opened our creativity, so to speak, like Brittany was saying, with the theory. And also, it kind of gives our music a little bit of a different sound than
right.
you might expect from someone growing up in the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of really is a combination of elements from our classical background combined with some of the stories that we're writing about. They are very contemporary, but also there is some history in them as well. One of the songs that we wrote talks about the Summer of Love back in San Francisco, and we kind of like to pull from all different angles.
Right.
And try
okay.
to.
Yeah, there's so much that we like.
and you guys are from the Northeast, correct? Pennsylvania, New York area?
I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I'm from Atlanta. I'm actually from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And now we live in Nashville. Yeah.
Oh, so you're in Nashville now. All right. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you guys are writing original material, is it present day? Or are you guys drawing on influences from where you're from and how you grew up? What, tell me a little bit about the songwriting process that you go through.
It's been really different for every song so far, and we still feel like we're pretty new writers just because this is our first album with original music. And sometimes it'll just start with an idea for a story or even part of a story that we've heard from a friend or someone that we've known for a while, and we'll just kind of expand on the story and then start adding music that we think helps reflect what we're going for in the story to
uh-huh.
help bring it out.
Uh-huh.
And some of the songs have had a little bit of a bluegrass feel to them, just things that I learned a lot at playing at ETSU and playing bluegrass growing up. And then
yeah.
some other songs have had a little bit more of a Celtic influence in them. And sometimes we don't always know what's going to come out just when we're experimenting, and then we go back and listen as we're writing it and notice
yeah.
all these different elements and classic folk music too.
Yeah.
And as you start listening through the album, you hear different styles just depending on the song that you're listening to. For example, there's a song that we wrote with our friend here in Nashville, Jeff Shore, and we wrote Mirror to My Soul with him, and that one is kind of a whole big combination of different things. We got our bass player to play the cello on it, and so it really does almost create a string accompaniment with Brittany's 5-string violin, and we just kind of enjoy combining everything all together. And some of the songs sound a little bit more of a twang sound, like Grandpa's Beer or
Another Empty Bottle.
We kind of went for a George Jones inspiration.
Sometimes we'll think of an artist we like, and we'll say, can we write something similar that maybe they would have sang?
Yeah, that's cool. How long have you guys been in Nashville?
A little over 3 years.
Okay.
But we perform a lot in the Atlanta area and some in the Northeast, too, so we're only here every so often.
Okay.
We're on the road a lot.
So this is full-time then for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does a day in the life of your music career look like right now? How what kind of audiences do you find yourself playing for? You said you're kind of between the Atlanta area and the Northeast. What types of different venues do you find yourself in?
We play a lot at the Red Clay Music Foundry. It's a really nice theater in Duluth, just north of Atlanta. We play at a lot of Celtic festivals in the summer and do traditional Celtic music.
Oh, okay.
We actually play at a lot of wineries, too. It's been a lot of different crowds. We've done some openings at some festivals.
We also do, also a lot of house concerts. Are really fun for us, because you get a big mix of ages. If there's somebody's parents or grandparents there, then they usually have their kids or their grandkids there. One event that we're really excited about coming up in September is in Hiawassee, Georgia, at the Daly and Vincent Land Fest in the mountains. And we are one of the featured performers there. So we're really excited about it.
That's cool. How often are you on the road? Is it pretty much full time, or do you get some breaks?
We'll get a week, like a week or 2 weeks sometimes, where we get a break, but then it's a lot of like working on new music or a lot of emailing people and things.
We try to stack our shows up so that if we're going down to Atlanta, we can do, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday or something, and then come back to Nashville and
have a full weekend of performing in the same general
Season.
A lot of times our weekend is sometimes a Monday and a Tuesday or something like that.
Right. Now, I was reading on the website about your bass player, Cole. He's a young fella. Is that current information?
It is, yes. I actually wanted to mention him. He is my youngest brother, and he has been helping us out for the past 4 to 5 years, singing harmony and playing the mandolin and the violin or the fiddle with Brittany. But we recently just got him a bass for the holidays, and
he fell in love with it.
He absolutely loves being plugged in with an amp, and
it's a little louder than the mandolin. So
yeah,
I think he's been really enjoying that,
And we've been loving it. We finally have a touring bass player with us, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. But he's still in high school.
Yeah, 11th grader, right? Is that right?
Whenever he can.
Yeah. Okay. So if he's not with you, then are you guys on the road as a duet, or do you have some other folks that make up a band for you?
Yeah, we usually, if he's not with us, we usually do a duet. So either two or three, just depending on on his availability. And so it makes us very versatile, because we can do the songs without him, but it does really help to have him there, especially with the harmony and the bass and everything.
Sure, yeah. So how long has the new album been out for you?
February 2nd, it just came out.
Okay, so it's pretty fresh then.
Very, very fresh. We've been spending a lot of time trying to promote it and get it out there, and it's actually been on the radio quite a bit over the past couple of months. We started radio about a month before it came out, just to get some promotion going, and it's been really nice to see all the different places in the country playing it, as well as some places in Canada and Europe are also playing our music. So,
will you guys get to tour Europe for this CD?
We're hoping. We don't have it officially planned now, but we're trying to toss around ideas and hopefully make something happen. That's our goal, I think.
Yeah, okay.
If we can go touring Europe.
Yeah.
We've actually gotten some press from over there that's been, like, really quite exceptional. And
especially around the Netherlands area and Benelux.
We're dying to go over there and play.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see.
That's great. So what's the future look like for you guys? Do you think that far out? Where do you want to see this go in the next 3 to 5 years?
Oh, we're just, I guess, trying to take it a day at a time, really, and just see how far we can go and how much we can get our music out there. But probably one of the main things would be trying to tour in Europe and expand our touring even in the U.S. and get out to places we haven't played in before.
Also, even like jumping on a tour with somebody who's been around a little longer.
Yeah.
That would be really helpful, I think, in our career right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool. Well, we've been talking to Brittany and Mitchell with Raven and Red. Folks want to listen to your music. They want to pick up your new CD, want to get in touch with you. What's the best way to do all of that?
RavenRed.com is our website, and we've been spending a lot of time updating that. You can also find our music on iTunes, Amazon,
Spotify,
Napster, all the different places online. And
we're on Facebook a lot, too, and Instagram,
and all the
social media sites.
Sure, Good. Good. Well, certainly great to talk with you guys, and we wish you the best, and we'll look forward to catching you out there on the road.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.